Heinz was always far more interested than I in analyzing work, and he's always had a psychological slant, that is, it had to reflect some very consciously inner states of mind. It sounds ghastly if I say it like that, but he was very introspective and very analytical about everything, not just his work. And he had very delicate hands and delicate fingers, and his work had the same delicacy. And I thought it was quite unique. We both felt that because of our background and everything that had happened, that we were outsiders and that we couldn't somehow be accepted by the art establishment. And then he bought an old farm in Wales, and finally he left teaching and settled in Wales in that farm and turned it into his own little empire, where he produced very interesting and intricate paintings that I liked very much.